Welcome to the Social Skills Coaching Podcast, a joint production of Newton Media Group and Patrick King Consulting. This is Monday, May 24th, 2021. Establishing boundaries, how to protect yourself, become assertive, take back control, and set yourself free. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. A simple pyramid. This is another way to think about the fact that not all boundaries are created equal. The violation of some boundaries might leave you deeply hurt, while others are often only mild annoyances. As such, it is helpful to divide your boundaries into three categories, depending on the level of importance you attach to them. This will help you navigate the most appropriate way to react when your boundaries are violated. These three categories are essential boundaries, desired boundaries, and cherry-on-top boundaries. Starting backwards, cherry-on-top boundaries are those that aren't necessary for your well-being, but ones you'd love to have anyway. Consider this example. Say you're someone who doesn't watch television, but your mother is the kind of person who keeps her TV on throughout the day. When you decide to visit her for a couple of days, the droning noise from the television becomes a constant inconvenience. However, it might be inappropriate to ask her to turn it off since you're in her house. In such cases, you can ask for the TV to be turned off at particular times to establish a boundary. Another example may be that you want your spouse to inform you whenever they're going to be late from work. Neither of these examples are deal breakers for your relationships, yet they are boundaries which, when set effectively, can help you accomplish small things you desire. Don't fret if these feel like a reach or being too demanding. What matters is the way you communicate and handle them. Next are desired boundaries. Though all three types of boundaries are ones that you desire in some way, desired boundaries are the ones that fall in between those that are essential and those that you can do without but prefer to have. Let's consider another example. One of your friends constantly messages you during the day when you're at work and expects prompt replies. You can't afford to forego your work to chat with a friend, and the messaging is making you feel some resentment towards them. In such cases, you can ask them to not message you during your working hours unless the matter is urgent. What makes this a desired boundary is that this kind of behavior might be tolerable as long as your friend doesn't pressure you to reply frequently, but it is important enough for your well-being that you're compelled to express it. Lastly, we have essential boundaries. These are the ones you absolutely need to enforce and whose violations you are not willing to tolerate any further. To reuse the previous example, your friend may be getting upset at you for not replying quickly. You believe that this expectation is unreasonable and are not willing to entertain it any longer. Another example may be this. Your friend repeatedly asks you intrusive questions about your personal life that you are uncomfortable answering. Despite repeated attempts, you can't seem to discourage them from asking. You might decide that such questions are no longer acceptable and are willing to take the necessary steps toward protecting yourself. This pyramid of boundaries is a great way to create an inventory of the boundaries you're attempting to establish. Which boundary falls into which category is completely up to you. And you need not worry about how others might categorize them. Write them down and create different pyramids for different people if needed. Having your boundaries listed out will be invaluable when the time comes to establish them. It takes two to tango. Healthy boundaries are, in truth, more of a result and effect of good and seem than they are a cause of it. Similarly, a great relationship typically demonstrates great boundaries, because it is a great relationship, and simply fixing boundary issues in a poor relationship might not be enough to magically turn it into a good one. Good boundaries make healthy people, and healthy people make good boundaries. Whether you're single, partnered, breaking up, or recovering from a breakup, it always pays to figure out how you can be the kind of person who naturally has excellent boundaries. If you're starting from a place of low self-esteem, practicing healthy boundaries can slowly grow your sense of worth in your own identity, and it's this sense that will, in turn, make it easier for you to keep on with good boundaries. It's a virtuous cycle. On the other hand, those who generally have healthy boundaries might find themselves undermining themselves with their partners due to our tendency to treat romantic relationships differently from other types of bonds. As such, even if you naturally have excellent boundaries, you may nevertheless struggle to enforce or maintain them in relationships. Many people first become aware of boundary issues in the context of romantic relationships. All of the warning signs are the same, but in this playing field, you may detect the presence of poor boundaries by black and white thinking. Either you are absolutely awful or an innocent angel, nothing in between, and your partner is similarly all or nothing. Finding yourself way too invested and attached to a person after only knowing them a short while. Often finding yourself feeling defensive, guilty, caught up in weird arguments you can't seem to get out of, blaming one another, or feeling crazy. Taking responsibility for your partner's actions. He didn't mean to, he just has a bad temper. Or else, being unable to take responsibility for yourself and your actions. Relationships where opposites attract. You are either dramatically and hopelessly in love with someone who is not that available, or feel distant and unable to commit yourself. Or you both could switch roles as the pursuer and the pursued. For example, a person willing to take the blame for everything may find themselves with a person who is happy to blame everyone else for their problems. Feeling controlled by your partner or wanting to control them. Experiencing issues of jealousy. One or both of you feel like you need rather than want the other one, and there are patterns of dependency, even blackmail and coercion. Your relationship feels like a roller coaster. You never feel quiet, secure, and calm about where you stand. There's game playing and manipulation. You feel like you can't ever let go of your partner and that you're incomplete without them. They alone can ensure your happiness. You feel like you sacrifice a lot for the relationship and that you compromise many of your needs in order to earn love. Usually, you don't get much out of the deal. In classic codependent relationships, the dynamic is one built on faulty boundaries. One person unconsciously agrees to be overly responsible for the other's happiness, while the other unconsciously agrees to not be responsible for their emotions or actions. This is the familiar pattern between narcissists and empaths, saviors and their misunderstood rescue projects, abusers and their victims, emotionally avoidant people and their needy partners, hell-bent on spending their lives chasing, rescuing, and fixing someone who refuses to be chased, rescued, or fixed. In codependent relationships, a victim creates problems because they unconsciously feel like this will make others love them. The rescuer leaps in to help because they unconsciously believe that saving and serving others will give them value and make others love them. Though the needs on both sides are genuine, the method of satisfying these needs is doomed to fail. The relationship becomes a vicious cycle where both partners feel as though they're temporarily getting what they need, but ultimately, their behavior wears away their self-esteem and healthy sense of identity. The behavior goes on and on, satisfying nobody. The victims in these dynamics, i.e., the one with two porous boundaries, can only heal when they strengthen their own identity enough to understand what they want and need. Through this, they can set boundaries and take responsibility for their own happiness. They have to release the belief that others are responsible for their unhappiness or that they will achieve wellness and wholeness by rescuing others. Such victims, they're not really victims at all, need to shift their focus away from other people's needs and onto their own, knowing deep down that they have value without needing to take on the blame, responsibility, or rescue role for others. When a person with weak boundaries can do this, they will no longer attract or maintain relationships with people who have boundary issues that are complementary to their own. Rather, they will attract people on the basis of their mature, conscious, healthy self-esteem. It's not uncommon for a person to develop healthier boundaries and self-identity and find that their relationship ends. This is not a failure, but a sign that this person has grown and evolved. If they can seek out a new partner who respects and holds them accountable to their own boundaries, they can grow a healthier relationship from day one. It may be easier to build a healthy relationship from the inside out and do the work necessary to cultivate confidence and self-worth first, regardless of what others do or don't do. This way, we can make our own psychological growth our first priority, and we don't wait for someone else to help us or blame a poor relationship for our never making a change. Good boundary mantras. I'm not responsible for the emotions of others. It is not my job to live others' lives, only to live my own. I will not let guilt, shame, or fear drive my actions. I will not blame others for my choices, nor accept blame from others for their choices. I will not try to control others, nor will I accept someone trying to control me. I deserve love and respect as I am right now. I do not need to rescue or fix others. I do not need to play helpless, and I do not need to manipulate others to be worthy of love and respect. I do things because I want to, not because I have to. I know what I want because I know who I am. It is my job to know, communicate, and assert my needs. I always have the right and responsibility to walk away from those who violate my boundaries. That's from Patrick King's book, Establishing Boundaries: How to Protect Yourself, Become Assertive, Take Back Control, and Set Yourself Free, available on Amazon and Audible. Please go to bit.ly/EstablishBoundariesKing to check out the audiobook on Audible. That link is in the show notes, as well as links to Patrick King's homepage, where you can request his copy of a free mini book on conversation tactics. That's at bit.ly/PKConsulting. For Patrick King, this is Russell Newton. Hope you have a great week. Thanks for joining us today. Oh, and don't forget to leave us a question or a comment. You can email us at kingpodcast@newtonmg.com or leave a comment at bit.ly/PKComment. Thanks a lot. Talk to you in a few days.